This is Audible. Realm Slayer, Part 1. Doomseeker by David Guymer. Performed by Brian Blessed, John Bax, Steve Conlin, Jonathan Keeble, Penelope Rawlins, and David Seddon.
Of the Caldor Bridge have been breached.
Many of the warbands have brought the Salamander's spine fawn. If you can resist testing their favor against the strength of the Unback Lodge before war in Hammerhal.
But we are the Unback, Brodur. Broken but unbowed.
Unbowed!
Fawn urged his Magmadroth Yellowscale ahead of the marching Fyrd. A fire slayer could read a lot of a Magmadroth's character from the color of its scales. Yellow was highly prized, the color of gold, representing a spiritual affinity to Grimnir.
I am Fawn Arrokson, and I know that the Lodge Elders think me foolish, and that Arok Grimnir, my father, your rune master, thinks me harmless. What then does that say of the kin bands that he has given me to lead? At this very moment, the Rune Master and my brothers stand with the Zargrim Hearthguard as Crag Blackhammer nears completion of his Master Rune.
The Magma Vault is to be defended at all costs!
Yellowscale agrees. For while they play, Grungi the Fawn Fyrd will make war!
I think your father will be proud, Runeson.
Runeson? Yeah. That I had a Fyrd of 10 score and 12 for you to start showing me respect. Call me Fawn, lest I start calling you Battlesmith.
If I don't call you it, who will?
I have only 5 older brothers to overshadow, after all. We can at least be gold mad enough to dream.
Fawn drew a javelin from the quiver in his Magmadroth saddle.
Do you remember when we were flamelings, Brodur? And we would steal hammer molds from Skorin's forge?
We would hide out in Askol and play berserker. The Firebrand had me work his forge for 6 months to repay my debt.
And now you are a battlesmith.
Runeson pointed gravely to Brodur's icon with his Wyrmslayer javelin. Grimnir the Wrathful. Grimnir the Wanderer, Oath-Taker, Oath-Maker, Grimnir the Berserker. Few non-Duadin would be able to recognize the many aspects of Grimnir, but to a Fireslayer, they were as distinct as Sprin from Gaul, Conk from Galas, Aethergold from Urgold.
Grimnir the Doomseeker. He was always your favorite. He always made me be Vulcatrix and the old Runeson too.
Something of his face always called to me.
Now it's yours. And show the Firebrand that you're handier with more than just hammer and forge.
7 times the axes of Grimnir carved the molten scales of Vulcatrix, and was savaged by the Ur-Salamander in return. When Grimnir stood at last bestride the ruin of his foe, the mountains of Axie had become plains. Its oceans transformed into gorges. But Vulcatrix would suffer no god's victory. The Ur-Salamander turned her fire upon herself, destroying Grimnir alongside her. Our ancestors crumbled, and the High Star of Azir showed its face upon their halls. Much was the Urgold that fell. Many were the Magmadroth that hatched there. Karagunbak, they named it. The Broken Volcano. We are the children of Grimnir. We fight as Grimnir fought. His strength is our own. We are the Unback Lodge. Broken, but unbowed. Kazork!
Kazook!
Kazookan! Kazakidha!
Maybe we can make both our masters proud. Weapons ready, and hold! Steady, Yellow Scale! Hathgar! To me!
Brodor squinted into the magnic haze. The great stone bridge of the Kaldur extended across an ocean of lava, connecting the disparate holdings of the Unback Lodge. The islands of rock were smothered by heat and steam, lava lapping sluggishly at their fortifications. The sky was burnt, choleric, the high star casting no light on the Unbacky now.
Why have we stopped?
See that there? Coming towards us.
I can't see anything. Are you sure?
Unlike you, I spend my hours hunting, rather than squinting at Klinkerhorn and nurturing my belly.
Oh, the brew matron says it makes me a magnificent figure of a Duardin.
It makes you a magnificent figure of at least three Duardin. And she would, since she's responsible for half of it. Now focus, Battlesmith. Blood and gold! Show them fire steel!
Wait! Rootson!
A dull shimmer walked on out of the haze. It became a figure. Squat. Broad.
No, where am I? Do the ruinous powers evade me still? What infernal pit of theirs have you wandered into now, Gotrek Gurnison?
It's a Duardin.
One chance to win honor and gold. Do I ask too much?
He must be a merchant from one of the outer holdings. They should know better than to walk the Kaldur with Arik Grimnir and the Zagrib priesthood on such edge.
A single Duardin. My brothers are going to love this. Bloody Blackhammer and his breached bloody rune wards. Damn him and his master rune. I'm going to take it while it's still white hot from the anvil and shove it up his rune son. Stay, Yellow Scale.
The rune son's eyes were glowing with anger, the tips of his beard kindling.
Grimrath.
Nonsense. No warrior has wielded Zangrom Thaz in my lifetime. Mark how his beard doesn't smoulder with the living spirit of Grimnir. And look, there's not a single rune on him.
Tattoos scored the Duardin's flesh. His forearms were clad in braces of scuffed and blackened gold. Steel chains dragged their broken links along the ground.
He's bigger than even you, Fawn.
Yet he bears no gold to give him strength.
Fawn tightened the grip on his javelin, causing his bicep to tense. The rune embedded there began to smoulder.
Some lodgeless scruff from the dispossessed clans. I have all the luck. Does it speak? Well, what have you to say for yourself, you witless one-ass?
The Duardin swayed as his eyes slowly uncrossed.
Grimnir. It's as though he crawled out to the volcano.
Nah. Probably got drunk and fell in.
Demon fire dwarfs, a wingless runt dragon. Where in the far reaches of chaos is this?
The midst of a painful bloody embarrassment is where this is.
The rune son pushed his face into the other Duardin's, the smell of burnt hair rising as their crests tangled.
Are you so thick-headed that you didn't realize Kalag Unback is at war? Is your clan...
Tastes like dwarf.
Fawn turned back to Brodor and the Hearthguard, blood dripping freely over his lips and chin.
He just bite my nose off!
I think he did!
Fawn spun to face the intruder, his javelin raised.
Sick son of Arik Grimnir! I'll kill you, you!
A blight and a ruin of the Dark Gods! Fight! If you're going to fight, or simper about your accursed bloodlines, if you'd rather.
The Duardin picked a scrag of bloody skin from between his teeth and flicked it onto Fawn, who lay prone on the ground.
But bear in mind that this Slayer will be doing the former. Don't make me choose between you now! What kind of wimpish demons are you?
Battlesmith?
Rodor felt his gaze drawn to the face of the Doomseeker atop his icon.
It can't be. Battlesmith! Defend the rune, son! Bring him down!
Like a dazed beast, the Duodin staggered through. His legs buckled as the molten rock fired by the Hearthguard cooled and hardened around his limbs.
Is that all you have? Rocks?
Battlesmith! Take him!
A pair of Auric Hearthguard ran at the strange Duodin, each throwing a shoulder into the tackle to bear him down. But the Duodin merely staggered and reset.
How is he so strong?
You look like dwarves, but you fight like elves!
Again, Rodor found his attention drawn to the face atop his icon. He reached out and brushed the beard straps with his fingers.
Battlesmith! Fire! Fire again!
By the bloody hand, it that hurts. That will teach you to touch the vase in anger, Witchblade.
Malineth drew her hands from the pail and touched her fingers tentatively to the locket she wore about her neck. It wasn't gold. That was the only reason the Fire Slayers had let her keep it.
I know, Mistress. You instructed me better than that. That is why your blood is around my neck, and mine is not warming your cauldron to buy you youth for one more turn of the mouse. Come to let me from this cell, I hope. When the rune father returns, he...
Tingling ears and goblin sniffer! Try that again when my hands are free! Better yet, just try it again right now!
How is he still fighting?
Just get him inside. Vaughn will decide what to do with him once he comes around.
Oh, woe of woes. Please tell me that nothing terrible has befallen Runeson Fawn.
That's enough from you, Elf.
I would very much hate to hear that he had fallen from the war throne of his Magmadroth, or perhaps even had a rune beaten somewhere embarrassing.
I said!
You know, there is only so much stamina and strength that even Urgold can confer.
Enough!
The captive Duodin was herded towards the open cell door and shoved through by the Hearthguard's magma pipes.
Who are you, Duodin?
The Ice Queen of Kislev. Who are you?
I am...
The fabled eloquence of the Fire Slayer Battlesmiths. The legends are but pale reflections of the real thing.
What would you know of it, Elf? Your kind don't even honor your ancestors with a family name, much less by remembering their legends.
Aye, no one asked you.
Do I need to remind you that he's the one that threw you in here? I didn't ask to be here.
Yeah, I keep the saga of the Lodge, Elf, and of Grimnir.
Grimnir? I met him once.
Oh, you cannot believe him. If some stranger came to me covered in blood and told me that it was Cain's, I would want more proof of it than his word.
The Fire Slayer ignored her. He pressed closer to the bars, his eyes alight with something other than gold.
And?
He killed me. Then he lied to me. If I see him again, I'll spit in his eye. Enough!
Brodor drew back.
Crag Blackhammer has opened the magma vaults for his great fortune. I have never known so much Urgold to be gathered together in one place. Could it be? Could he have...
Did my eyes fool me? Or is the battlesmith of the great Unback Lodge trembling?
I must speak of this to the Firebrand. And to Arad Grimnir.
Forgive me! I must go!
So, what did you do?
easier to walk on water than bandy honest words with an elf. I sooner try to, though I can't swim.
Oh, forgive me for being curious. But you're clearly no friend of the Fire Slayers.
The who?
Every beggared elf child in Executioner's Row knows of the mercenary Duwarden and their lust for gold. How can you, a Duwarden, not?
Maybe because I care not for illusions and lies.
Just where did you come from?
The realm of chaos. Oh,
if you don't want to tell me, you should come up with a less ridiculous lie than that.
I don't lie. Not even to the likes of you.
No one trapped within the realm of chaos just walks free.
Trapped? Bah. I was trapped nowhere. I went there by choice.
Why?
Because I thought there'd be no elves there to bother me.
If you entered the realm of chaos by choice, then why did you leave?
Who says I did? For years I battled the demons of chaos. Centuries, perhaps. I don't know. Time there is a strange thing. That was the doom promised to me. But the gods grew bored and turned away. And so I went looking for them. That's how I wound up here, I think. They like to play games sometimes, the dark gods. And I've less patience for that than I do with fighting their dregs.
You think me a demon sent to bewitch you?
The Duodin gave her a cruel grin, all split lips and broken teeth.
You flatter yourself. Anyone I can wrap my beard twice around will be bewitching no one, elf. Finally!
Free from one of the rocky restraints, the Duodin flexed his fingers and made a fist.
It's hotter than that time the Manling and I got ourselves imprisoned in Araby. I wonder if that story smith would bring me a beer.
Battlesmith. And I thought we were all figments of the realm of chaos.
An ale conjured by the dark gods to taunt me is still an ale. I remember it.
It's the signal for us to leave, I believe.
No. Tell your god I tire of his games, or her games, whatever seems most insulting.
Malaneth looked to the heavens as she moved to examine the lock. It was typically stout Duodin craftsmanship, too heavy to force.
Nothing more complicated than I had to contend with back in Azir, mistress.
What dark gods are you talking to now, elf?
Do you care?
No.
Fine, then. Enjoy watching me escape.
Die! Die!
Skaven!
To the magma vault, battlesmith! Defend the Zargrim!
How are they able to strike so deep?
500 beard lengths to his right, a tracked drilling machine lay in the rubble of the gold-fronted hall. Skaven warriors in heavy half-plate armed with halberds and poleaxes flooded from its side hatches.
There's far more of them than that contraption should hold.
Is it convenient that they strike while the Fawn Feared is distracted with their prisoner?
No, that can only be a coincidence. I'd wager that both their arrivals have something to do with the completion of Blackhammer's master rune.
Skaven Tunneler's ratty head was enclosed by a goggled mask, ears poking out, tail hidden by a heavy coat. Another ratman skulked behind. Between them, they carried a handheld version of the larger engine that was continuing to dump Skaven warriors into the hall.
Come to me, then, faggy wretches! I never was made for running!
You look, smell like a good meal, beard thing! Die, die!
As Brodo tried to swing his axe, a ratman ran headlong into the eye of it. The weight of its littermates drove the blade further into him. He brained one with the cheek of his axe, bludgeoned another across the jaw with the butt. He couldn't risk using the blade. The Skaven were too numerous and too quick. A second spent freeing his axe from the bones of a Skaven corpse would be his last.
You tire, I think. Too fat for war. Yes, yes.
You're Grimnir!
Too slow. Die, die. Quick now.
The Skaven licked his teeth and lunged at Brodor. It was nimble, but Brodor had the strength. It staggered away from the coming together of their blades, paws jangling. Brodor caught the Ratman by the gooty-like hairs of its muzzle and threw it into the nearest magma duct.
Grimnir, but they're quick when they're going the other way.
We must go to the magma vault.
Yeah, we... No, wait! The Slayer! I can't just leave him in the Hall of Censure for the Skaven to find! Stand back, Slayer! I'm gonna smash them... This door is unlocked.
It wasn't me, if that's what you're thinking.
Where's the elf?
About doing elfy things, no doubt.
What are you still doing here?
As I said to the elf, I'll say to you too, I want no part in your games. One of you is at war with the other again, aren't you? And whatever god you serve hopes I've taken enough knocks on the head to play along. Ah. Well, dwarf and skulls are thick. So be gone before I demonstrate just how thick.
There's no time for that. We need to get to the magma vault before this hall is overrun by Skaven.
Skaven? I recognize that smell. Warpstone. It's different, though. Not like I remember. Well, there's a thing I've never seen. A demon throwing his weapon to a demon slayer.
I have my icon. And having seen what you did to Fawn unarmed, I think you'll make better use of that axe than I.
All right, I'll go with you, if it means you'll stop yammering about it. If only to watch you kill each other in peace.
My master, Skorin Firebrand, and Arik Grimnir will be in the magma vaults. They will know what you are.
I already know what I am.
This way!
Skaven warriors scampered everywhere Brodor turned now, in and out of scurry holes, darting under the magma ducts, peeping over stone parapets to take aim with warplock jizzails.
Warriors of the Unback Lodge! Unbroken!
I think your lot are losing this one, Story Smith.
The Skaven's initially scattergun approach was starting to organize into two main forces. The first, around the drill contraption at one end of the hall, the second pushing hard on the magma vault.
See, Slayer, the doors to the vault have been opened. If we strike now, we could drive them onto the great axes of the Zargrim Hearthguard.
Looks like an awful lot of running to me.
Kazork! On Baki! To me! Kazork!
More Fire Slayers emerged from their individual battles as Brodor ran by.
To the battle, Slayer!
Not many!
The youngest of them is worth 20 Skaven warriors, 40 when in defense of the Urgold in their magma vault. As the first fathers of the Umbach bested Ignimbris, the first and greatest child of Vulcatrix, driving him back beneath the Calder, so too will we drive this menace from their halls this day!
Oh, God, with a speech! I'll hand you that!
Brodor looked at the fourth-floor roof of the foundry. The Fire Slayer's flesh burned bright as Urgold runes poured their fire into his veins.
What sorcery is this?
To the magma vaults! To Arik Grimnir! Cut through them!
What's that one over there up to?
Discharges! Flash back!
They need to bring down the magma duct. Flood the chamber, split our forces in half.
I thought you were made of fire, or lava, or the like.
I could put my hand into a forge fire. Hold the hot rune in my hand and not burn. Can you not?
I can't put my axe in your skull, Story Smith. That's what I can do.
Well, a flood of lava will stop an army of fire slayers as surely as any other. Kill them all! The Unback Lodge fights on! Kazork! Blood and gold!
Rodor hung back while the Kinbans fought. No Skaven trickery would see this duct breached.
The Firebrand always made it look so easy.
No! Dead! Big beard and beard with pole!
Gas!
The Fire Slayers swung wildly, blinded by tears that burned, their mouths quickly filling up with froth. One warrior swayed like a drunkard, missing his target by half a beard length and collapsing. His mouth opened in a last stricken effort to draw breath.
Drink, Trom!
A gaggle of rubber-masked, Skaven Globadiers crouched amidst the bucket winches and pulleys overlooking the duct.
Die!
To the magma vault! We fight as Grimnir did! To bloody triumph or bloody oblivion! And celebrate both the same! Kazork!
At the mention of Grimnir, Rodor remembered the Slayer. But he had disappeared in the confusion.
Slayer! Slayer, where are you?
Hush, quiet, man. I cannot hear my slaying again.
The Skaven Warlock aimed his wire-pronged glaive at him. Rodor's first thought was that the Skaven's weapon had malfunctioned, as Skaven technology was wont to do. But then he saw the remaining Skaven slaves and their masters scattering in terror.
For the Fawn Feared! And for the Unbaki! Kazook!
Poison wind globes shattered on Yellowscale's armor, their corrosion dispersed by the heat emanating from the cracks in her hide. Fawn waved his hand through the dissipating smog. A pulpy mess of a nose and a few missing gold teeth around a purpling jaw notwithstanding, the Auric Rune Sun looked nothing short of imperious.
Did you miss me, brother? Admit it. You missed me.
I've been a fool, brother. A fool. I actually thought this was going to be a bad day. Let the Unback Chronicle remember the day that Fawn Arrokson led his beard to the defense of the Magma Hole. Remember it, brother. Or better yet, write it down.
Where is the Slayer?
Why are you looking for him here?
I released him from the Hall of Censure.
Good. Don't do our Dinger die in a cage.
He was right here with me. Where would he go?
He's Zaki, but a lucky one. He'd have to be to fell me with one blow of his bare hands. He'll be all right. We have our own blood to honor and gold to claim.
No, we have to...
We're not flamelings now, Brodor. I am Runeson. Protect the magma vault for blood and gold! Kazuka!
Malaneth moved carefully over the threshold of the vault, towards the rune-inscribed anvil at the center, wary more of the arcane defenses she could not see than the dozen or so that she could.
The Duarden are cunning artificers, the Fire Slayers doubly so. Jealous peoples devise the deadliest wards. Mistress? There is no shame in admitting that there are those in the realms, artisans like Crag Blackhammer, whose lore surpasses even the Hags of Azir. Even Sigmar was forced to concede to the Chaos Gods, was he not?
Tools lay in buckets at the anvil's feet. A sense of wary animus lay about them, as if their proximity to power had infused them with a limited sentience, awareness enough to be aggrieved by her intrusion.
You are jumping at nothing, Witchblade. I know, Mistress. The Anbak Lodge is one of the oldest in the Salamander Spine, the realms even. Its magma vault is a maze of wards and defenses for its treasures. I doubt there is even a rune master alive who knows how to pass them all.
Blackhammer's master rune was a thing of beguiling simplicity and deep power. It burned into her retinas like the fiery outline of an eclipsing sun.
I'm not going to be able to carry that freely out of here by hand.
That's your best, Stained Knives?
Fire steel. And deadly enough. Ask the Hearthguard that allowed me to borrow them. You can find them outside. Just don't be too impatient waiting for an answer. I thought you weren't interested.
I've no idea what's going on out there, it's true. But if there's one thing in life more certain than the trickery of the Dark Gods, then it's the treachery of elves.
The Duodin spun the massive great axe one-handed. Flames rolled up from the molten brazier at its core. A very piece of the Unback forge fire, held between two gleaming wedges of rune-engraved fire steel.
That is no ordinary axe. Where did you get it?
I found it. That Storysmith gave me one, but I like this one better. It's bigger. Reminds me of one I used to have.
And they call me a thief.
I call you a dirty elf. What they call either of us is neither here nor there.
You know, you remind me of my former mistress. Each year the Dareth waxed full and the Malice showed its darksome face, the Hag Queen would rouse herself for the revels of Death Night, convinced she was a young woman and that it was 1,000 years ago, looking for long-dead foes and replaying long-lost games.
I take it she didn't come to a happy end.
She died. Now, either you have suffered too many blows to the head, or you truly have been consigned to the realm of chaos and robbed there of your wits. Maybe you have stepped from a tablet from the Age of Myth, or been spat from the Unback Crater. I don't care. All my new master demands of me is Blackhammer's master rune. They will not care if one addled Duodin walks away. But stand between me and my escape, and I will kill you.
If I had a gold nugget for every time someone promised me that, I'd be king of the Everpeak by now.
The Duodin ran a thumb down the blade of his axe until a bead of blood welled up between his calloused skin and the metal.
My axe thirsts, elf, and I would lead her to drink.
You're as good with an axe as your contempt for the world led me to believe.
Her flixen face pricked the Duodin's skin, but the killing blows were batted aside on his great axe. Balaneth jinked back, knives fluttering about her to distract the Duodin's eye.
Your pain. It tastes... aged, like a cask of bitterberry wine from before the breaking of the world.
You don't know the half of it.
Oh, you are slow in defending your left side.
I'm used to having the mandolin. What does it matter to you anyway? Come here and die!
I am not some frightened little elf girl, lost and alone amidst the horrors of Akshi. I am an acolyte of the Hidden Temple, the bloody-handed, the Widowmaker. Close, but not close enough, Duodin.
The Duodin hauled his great axe round to slash across Malaneth's waist. She bent at the knees, her back briefly parallel to the ground as the flaming axe rolled across her.
Don't toy with me, elf! I get enough of that from the gods!
Tell your master that Gotrek Gurnison hasn't forgotten his oaths! I'm coming for them all! And I want my axe back!
Fool! With a weapon like that, you might damage the master rune!
Wouldn't that just be a crying shame?
Do you know how hard it was to get captured by that imbecile Fawn? Just to get within striking distance of this vault? If I'd known the Skaven were so close, I would not have gone to such effort. I would have just broken in and killed everyone, the way the bloody hand had caught me! Do not be a fool. No mortal has the strength to move an anvil of power!
The many faces of Grimnir engraved into the walls, ceiling, and floor opened their mouths and sprayed beams of magical fire, forcing Malineth into a wild dance to evade them all.
Sweet hag of the bloody handed!
Wall panels gave way to reveal clockwork arms with axes attached. She ducked, wove, and skipped towards the unmolested ground where the anvil had originally stood. Somersaulting over the mechanical axe, Malineth rolled through a sheet of flame to land in a crouch beside the cursed master rune.
Got you!
I hate it when they jump about like goats in bloody spring. Dream of the land of chill, elf.
Brodor lowered his axe. Rune-hardened warriors of the Fawnfeared, who were not involved in putting the remaining Skaven to rout, watched the Slayer emerge from the magma vault with the unconscious elf.
Shatter me.
She wasn't that tough.
It's not that. The axe.
It's not a bad axe.
Not a bad axe.
Aye, but my old one was better.
It's Zangrom Thas.
The Firestorm Great Axe of the Unbaki. Only the mightiest of Grimrath Berserkers can wield it. Those who are strong enough to take on Grimnir's fire without being driven insane. Or killed.
Look. I have 7 Urgold runes in my body. Brodor has 3, but he's younger than me and not Sundrarak Grimnir. A legendary Grimrath like Bregrom the Blessed.
20 or more.
Aye. But you, Dwardin, don't have any. Could the axe have lost some of its potency, Brodor?
No. There are many Firestorm Great Axes in the Salamander Spine and in the wider realms, but Zangrom Thas is one of few to contain a shard of Grimnir's axe.
Oh, I don't think so. Whoever sold you that story should be run out of the hold with his beard shaved.
Excuse me?
Grimnir gave his axe to me. It's my axe.
Impossible. A Doomseeker. Strong enough to wield Zangrom Thas, but without the borrowed strength of Grimnir.
You're strange and pitiable people, as I'd expect from the Chaos God's attempt at conjuring a dwarf. Wakey-wakey, elfling!
Gods curse you all. I have seen flesh-eater courts with more grounded delusions than all of these. You deserve one another.
What was that?
To arms! To arms!
Skaven! Get inside the vault!
Fawn Fear! Cut up!
Nothing! The vault is empty! The vermin are gone!
My congratulations, Gotrek Gurnison. You have allowed the Black Hammer's master rune to fall into the Skaven's claws.
Congratulations on allowing my boot to fall into your gut.
Yellow Scale was a beacon of red heat, like an erupting volcano within its crown of ash. Ignoring the Slayer and the Elf for the time being, Brodor stumbled towards the Magmadroth. He was not alone in doing so. A dozen or more Fire Slayers bustled around the Rune Sun and his Magmadroth in agitation.
Release me! I can help you!
Which way did the Ratmen go?
Keep talking, Elf! I still have another boot!
Scatter! Someone will find them!
Ha! Should we not find Arik Grimnir and the other Rune Sons?
There's no time! They could be deep in the Magma Vault! After the Skaven, Battlesmith! If they make off with the Master Rune, then I'll never be Rune Father!
Brodor paddled at the air with his hand as the smoke began to thin, clearing away enough to see the halls of censure up ahead, realizing he had essentially run back the way he had come. He pulled up, wheezing, at the sight of a Duodin corpse. The dead were plentiful enough between here and Brodor's forge home. But this was different. One of the Zargrim Hearthguard. A warpstone throwing star was embedded in the bridge of his nose.
1,000 curses of vengeance upon the Skaven race. You follow in Grimnir's footsteps now, my kin.
Brodor flinched as the emerald-tinged explosion consumed one of the gold-plated support columns of the magma duct.
Oh, terrifically bad timing on that warlock engineer's part. Or uncannily prescient. Bogrit!
Brodor could just about see the Skaven ahead of him. Black-clad assassins. Nothing but a wriggle of tail as they disappeared through the outer rune gates for the Kaldur.
So, Brody, fast!
Brodor could not help but look back as the magma duct finally sheared free of its remaining supports. It crashed to the ground, slopping the hall with magma, more molten rock splurging from the broken channel like blood from a wound.
No!
Hang in there!
Fawn stood in the war throne aboard the Magmadroth, sprayed by sparks like the figurehead of a lava ship that sailed, and lowered his Wyrmslayer javelin. Otto grabbed it with both hands, the stampeding Magmadroth dragging him from his feet, just as the lava flow oozed over the flagstone where he had been standing.
Oh, you fat giraffe!
Where is the Slayer?
With the Elf. On the steps of the magma vault when I saw him last.
Brodor took a grip on the Warthrone's rocking back and peered after the fleeing Skaven.
The Ratmen are taking the Kaldur!
Escaping the old-fashioned way, are they? Good. Ha! They're quick, these vermin. But Yellow Scale is no sluggard when she's angry! After them!
The Skaven assassins fled the Zargrim Atoll across the Kaldur, barely visible through swirling clouds of cinder ash and fire. One of them turned to look over its shoulder.
Fawn! Watch out! The bridge! It's falling!
Is that it? Is that all you have?
Children of Grimnir!
Praise to fire!
Fawn, what is that thing?
Easily three times the bulk of Yellow Scale, a great reptile rose from the magma, its scaled body glowing with an infernal heat. Its head was like an armored warforge, leaking fire and malice with every breath as it hauled itself up onto the bridge behind the Fire Slayers.
Urkar, Nimbris, the God Beast, first of the children of Volcatrix. It can't be!
I don't think that was part of their plan. Down!
Fawn tackled Brodor, throwing them both from the war throne as Ignimbrist spewed boiling hot gases and molten rock towards them.
Yellow Scale!
Through the smoke and cinders, Brodor saw the bomb-wielding Skaven assassin catch fire in the magma stream. They flapped about in a panic before its litter brothers beat out the flames, then stabbed its savior in the chest. The Ratman bent down to collect something heavy that it had dropped. Then it scurried away as fast as its verminous cowardice could blur its limbs.
No! No, no, no! Don't you die, girl! I raised you from an egg and you don't get to die until I damn well say so!
They still have the master rune!
To flame with the rune!
We have to go after them!
To what end? That's Ignimbrist before us! First of the Magma Droth! It'll destroy the entire Zagrim!
Then we must stop it!
Ordinarily, the Auric Rune Son would have leapt at such a chance to demonstrate his prowess. He had slain Yellow Scale's mother with the very javelin in his hand. But to Brodo's horror, that javelin was now shaking.
This is no scavenging horde, no wild magma droth to hunt for sport. It's a god beast.
Oh, this is more like it. Get ye down here, dragon, that my axe might reach you.
Grimnir,
is that...
The battlesmith alone marshaled enough courage to stand on tiptoes and peer over Yellowscale's cooling fleck. The Slayer, Gotrek, the elf had called him, stood alone in the middle of the Kaldur. Embers swirled around him, the forge fire of his great axe giving out a blustering flame of its own. Sweat soaked him, his muscles shining in the fevered heat. The god beast's cinder-hot breath ruffled the Slayer's crest and beard, jangling the golden chain that pierced his nose. The Slayer stared back, skin reddening and peeling as the towering god beast held his gaze firm.
Yeah, Scalandia was bigger! Chaos dragons and lich kings. I fought greater demons and the gods burned shells. I bled Belakor, the prince who would be king. I crossed axes with Grimnir and walked away. I swore to die in battle, but outlived a world. Come, try me, beast! Maybe you'll have better luck than every beast I've ever slain to now. Maybe we both will!
Brodor couldn't make himself breathe. The god beast and the Slayer glared at one another for what felt like an age.
I don't believe it.
What's happening, Brodor? I didn't look.
It's backing down. It's returning to the lava.
Impossible.
Oh, no.
The Slayer lowered his axe and sat down on the bridge. It was night by the time the Fire Slayers dared the wrath of Ignimbris and approached the Slayer. He was still sitting, just staring over the lava sea towards the great fissure in the volcano's wall.
This is no trick, is it? No dream? No jest of the dark gods?
This is Karag Unbak, the salamander's spine, Akshi, one of the 8 mortal realms. If it's an illusion, then it's a great one and surely claims us all.
The beast! It knew me. Or thought it did. My world is gone. The manling, the people I went to my doom to save, they're all gone too. They've been gone for thousands of years. I told you Grimnir was a liar.
Have you really met with Grimnir?
With these two eyes.
What was he like? Where do you come from, Doomseeker?
It hardly matters now, does it?
In addition to Fawn, Crag Blackhammer watched alongside a score of Zargrim Hearthguard. The Runemaster's forge-worn flesh was the black of slate, bedecked in tokens and runes. He shuffled towards the Slayer with the aid of a staff, naked before the fire, but for a belt of heavy golden keys. A worthier and more volatile Duodin did not exist in the mortal realms. The Slayer acted as though he could not care.
Indeed not. Only retrieving my master rune from the Skaven matters now.
Sword your rune!
What?
Did someone have a gold between your ears? I don't care about your rune.
You have taken Zangrom Thas, and it has not killed you. It is clear that you have been sent here for a reason.
Probably. Ask the elf girl I left by your vault. She seemed to know something about it, and had more interest in it than I.
Elf? There was no elf outside the magma vault when I emerged.
We might have left her unguarded when we chased after the Skaven thieves.
I take none of it back. You're strange and pitiable people.
You've been accepted by Zangrom Thas, the Great Axe of the Unbaki Grimroth, and you've bested the god-beast Ignimbris. But who in the fires of Akshi do you think you are to speak of a rune lord and his lodge with such disrespect?
Maybe if you wore aught but a strap of jewelry and a beard...
He is Grimnir. Made whole and returned to us.
I know. The face of the Doomseeker has always called to you, Brodur. But this sounds like madness.
Do you deny that he will return one day? When enough Urgold has been gathered, and the Great Four arise again to await his challenge?
Fawn looked suitably abashed. A few of the Zargrim Hearthguard cast Gotrek furtive looks that were nevertheless far from convinced.
Age, skill, wealth. I used to respect those things. Called a king a king. I don't even know what makes a king anymore.
The Slayer looked up to where lightning bracketed the Karag's broken side and rubbed his eyes.
I must have been longer without a drink than I realized. I thought I saw the body of a man in that lightning.
Much has changed in this world, Slayer. I see why it draws your attention. The might that Grungni forged for Sigmar from the Wind Celestial brings a tingle to my beard, even from many thousands of leagues away.
Grungni? Sigmar?
You know them too?
Quiet, beardling, and tell me what it is I'm looking at.
It's been over 100 years since Sigmar retook the Gates of Azir. But chaos is not so easily broken. In all the lands below the Salamander's Spine, where the first lodges stand, their hordes march. Sigmar dispatches his storm-cast Eternals to contest every homestead and field. But that storm, that'll be the free city of Hamahal.
That's where this war will be settled in the end.
Tell me of these storm-cast Eternals.
I know little, only that they are the greatest heroes of mankind, stolen from across the realms and from the annals of history to be remade into Sigmar's warriors.
Heroes of men, you say? I knew one of those. Once. Perhaps there is something for me to do here, after all. Maybe I was returned for a reason, as you say. I will see one of these Eternals for myself, if nothing else.
He turned to Brodur, and the battlesmith's heart pounded for joy. He had the distinct impression that the Slayer had not genuinely looked at him until that moment.
Who here knows the way to Hammerhall?
Slayer, Part 2. Unremembered by David Geimer. Performed by Brian Blessed, Vanessa Donovan, Matthew Hunt, Jonathan Keeble, Penelope Rawlins, David Seddon, Joe Sheary, and Andrew Wincott.
It is as though I am still in the university, listening to the drill masters on the red sand.
With what? A knife, a dozen bites, by Sigma, by the lioness.
How many times have I imagined leading such a charge?
The Arcanites are little more than barbarians. Old men gifted strength and long life by their twisted master. Not like us. Our skill is earned through sweat and toil and faith in Sigma. The cost of our strength is not in our souls, but freely given to the Red Sands. Look to the woman on your left, the man to your right. Stand together, lions of Edassa! For the God King! For Sigma!
Walking down the line of Edassians, the Yasa came to a halt beside Jordain.
My eyes must be deceiving me. My ears catching up to me. It looks as though your hands are shaking. Ready?
Ready.
No final suggestions. Ezemo of the first Edassan Lions. Price Greg Danson to Kaya Kane Hammerfred.
I am not so great a prince that I don't know when it's time to keep my mouth shut.
You finally learned something then.
Noba, when you say finally...
Here they come! Charge!
Edessa!
Jordain collided with a pillar of muscle. Unarmored, but for a bird-like helmet and a single shoulder plate painted with the emblem of the Seeing Legion, he practically bounced off the Arcanite. The warrior's scimitar smashed across Jordain's raised sword, screeching down to become ensnared by the lion claws of its hilt.
The Flamescar Plateau is Sigmar's land. Death to the host duplicitous.
He sidestepped, shoulder barging the barbarian with all his might. The Arcanite stumbled before being impaled on Loba's longsword.
And death to the eye that's seen.
Nicely done, Ezomo. The peacock that would thrut our boat in cloak and crown for the ladies at court has some steel in his blade after all.
We are like the heroes from the Realm Gate Wars, Yase.
Steady, prince.
God King! God King!
Behind you!
Your enlightenment will be brief and painful, Edassan.
Your soul belongs to the losing side. You will never reach the great gates of Hammerhal Aksha.
The Arcanite lunged, knocking the sword from Jordain's grip. It landed flat in the bloody sand.
Ezomo!
Loba knocked the Arcanite aside. A second later, a sword point erupted from the Iasa's neck.
Loba? No. That's not how it's meant to be. That's not how heroes die in the old stories.
What was it I just told you about the manner of your enlightenment, young prince?
How do you know who I... Lions of Edassa! Stand together!
The Arcanite drew his sword from Loba's throat, bashing Jordain with his shield in one smooth motion. The prince flew backwards, landing heavily on the ash road. Some instinct.